Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. approval of a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use could come as early as today. A committee of independent expert advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration voted to recommend the use of a vaccine developed by U.S. drug maker Moderna 1 week after federal regulators authorized the first vaccine for emergency use. The vaccination campaign kicked off early this week with the first vaccine approved in the U.S. developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Moderna's shot showed similar strong protection, providing 94% protection against the COVID-19 in the company's ongoing study of 30,000 people. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence and his wife are set to receive their COVID-19 vaccines today. There was no immediate word from the White House on when or if President Donald Trump will get the vaccine. President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated sometime next week, according to his transition team. And speaking of the president-elect, he tested negative for the coronavirus after one of his key advisors tested positive for COVID-19. The Biden transition team says Representative Cedric Richmond of Louisiana tested positive for COVID-19 2 days after attending a campaign rally in Atlanta headlined by Biden. Biden's transition spokesperson says Richmond was not in close contact with Biden. The president-elect plans to nominate New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to be Interior Secretary. She would be the first Native American to lead the agency overseeing federal lands, including wildlife and national parks. Via remote, this is VOA News. As the coronavirus pandemic roared to new record highs across the United States, it lit a fire in the U.S. Congress, where Republicans and Democrats are scrambling to pass a new round of aid after months of partisan finger-pointing and inaction. Multiple lawmakers floated the possibility the federal government would run out of money early Saturday morning while the COVID-19 relief negotiations continue if Congress is unable to pass a temporary government funding bill before midnight. The coronavirus legislation is expected to include stimulus checks of about $600, extended unemployment benefits, help for states distributing the vaccine, and assistance for small businesses struggling through the pandemic as millions have been thrown out of work. President Donald Trump's administration and President-elect Biden both voicing new alarm about a wide intrusion into computer systems around the world that officials suspect was carried out by Russia. Both the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments were among the agencies whose secured data and emails were penetrated by the hack. The U.S. Cybersecurity Unit warned that removing the malware inserted in the network software will be highly complex and challenging. Sports' highest court banned Russia from the international stage for 2 years, including the Tokyo Olympics next year and the 2022 Beijing Winter Games. The Court of Arbitration for Sports ruling cut a 4-year ban for systematic doping imposed by the World Anti-Doping Agency. Under the decision, Russians will still be allowed to compete, but only as neutrals if they can prove no connection to doping. Authorities say a powerful cyclone struck Fiji, killing at least 2 people, destroying dozens of homes in the Pacific Island nation. Authorities say the cyclone had weakened as of Friday. However, they warn of the danger from flooding. Fiji's prime minister said with treacherous conditions still existing, the country's citizens must remain vigilant. More than 20,000 people sought shelter in the government's evacuation centers. Disaster relief agencies are assisting those victims of the cyclone in Fiji. And Britain and European Union have provided some sober updates on the state of post-Brexit trade discussions, with only 2 weeks to go before potentially chaotic split between the two. Talks between both sides have moved at a snail's pace since Britain left the EU on January 31st. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.